The Burt Show.
This is The Burt Show. It's Q100 and The Burt Show live from the Nokia Theater on the morning of the evening of the winner of American Idol.
Wow.
Could you punchy. Take,
we're almost at home.
Yeah, I am so, get me out. I'm so sick of these people.
We have had no sleep.
Could you have taken a longer road to the end of that?
I mean, we've all sort of been debating who we think is going to be crowned champ tonight, but
yes.
According to Melissa's family, this is done. This is done, and it has been written in the stars.
That's right. Millie Pete, my mother, Millie Pete, actually, today is her birthday. Today is her 81st birthday, so happy birthday, Millie Pete.
What's that, Millie Pete?
But she had actually
said... Did you get her a stripper cop?
Actually, a fireman. Anyways.
Well, I was just going to say, careful. Didn't she have a heart procedure?
Well, she's got a better heart now. She can take a lot more.
You don't need him whipping out his hose and her getting
okay,
all
this
flutter.
Is Millie Pete.
This is her mother.
This is my mother.
Stop it.
Shh. Okay. Anyway, so she loves American Idol. I had twit-picked a while back, and I'll have to do that again. She makes a chart of American Idol every year, and every week she has her chart in front of her. So last night, she had that chart ready to go.
What is on this chart?
She takes notes on how people did,
really?
And then it crosses them off when they had been voted off. And she is 81 today, and my aunt, her sister, is 89. And they're on the phone together with their charts, charting American Idol. Okay, so this is serious business to these senior citizens.
No more joking.
No more joking. So this is an email she happened to, because she knew I was coming out here. She sent this to me and my aunt about a week ago. And this is her predictions. And all it said was Millie Pete's predictions in the subject line.
Okay, so this was even before we saw what we saw last night.
This is before last night. So I have not received another email on whether or not her opinion has changed, but here we go. Quote, I have been watching American Idol for months, since February 24th, I believe. I went through all the ridiculous to get here. As you put ridiculous in quotes.
That's an old person way to use ridiculous,
yes,
too, right?
Ridiculous to get here.
Category of something is just, that's just ridiculous.
It's just ridiculous.
That's how she would describe our show if she listened to it.
Yeah.
I think she has.
Okay.
And she goes on to say, I think Crystal and Lee both have things America will vote against, like Crystal's dreadlocks and gaps in her teeth.
Wow.
And 81 years. She's going to tell it is.
She can say what she wants.
That's right. And she can't walk on heels.
That's true.
Okay. Lee sings great, but has puffy hair in the back.
What?
And wait to this next line that Katie and I just screamed at. And a low crotch.
Low crotch.
Or wears his pants low, just to let me know what she's talking about. She said America at large does not like that. And then in the end, she says, though, I believe Lee will win. So Lee is her choice to win.
Yes. Okay, prediction.
So despite the puffy hair in the back and a low crotch,
yes,
he can still pull out the victory over the woman who's got bad
gappy teeth.
Yeah. And can't walk on heels.
She does.
And can't walk on heels with her dreadlocks.
Okay.
She does
and
have
that is
teeth.
Really true. I mean, they made her walk down those stairs in heels, too, for her performance, and that was so clunky.
I was so nervous. And you could tell that Crystal was nervous,
too. She was looking down every step. Yeah.
Yes.
She walks like an 81-year-old woman in heels.
She walks like she's had hip replacement.
Yes. She does. Like, kind of like that waddle. You know,
yes.
Clunk, clunk. Like, she never learned to walk in heels. So don't put her in heels. Why is she in heels on the show?
And going downstairs.
And going downstairs. It was like torture. They didn't want her to win. They wanted her to fall down.
I guess. Well, the thing is, after watching it last night, I feel like Crystal's the better singer, but Millie Pete's choice is Lee, so we'll see who wins.
Okay, I'm going to have to go against Millie Pete on this one.
You think? Well, I think Crystal's definitely the better singer, but I feel like from the posters that we saw in the audience that Lee has more young teenage fans, and they're the ones who vote.
We'll see. We'll know in a couple hours here.
Right.
And keep in mind, too, that this was written before last night's performance.
Correct.
Right. So he may have fixed his crotch or puffy hair.
I got to say, Mom, I didn't look at his crotch, so I don't know.
Crystal couldn't fix her teeth.
Well, I did. And I have to agree with Millie Pete. He wears his pants too low. And America at large.
At large.
Does not like that.
I love it. All right, we will be coming back to Atlanta, all of us various at different times. But our engineer here, Frankie, he is hanging out, and he is going to the Grand Canyon.
Yes,
yes sir.
Dude is going to the Grand Canyon.
How cool
What's
are
up,
you?
Frankie? Frankie's been kicking ass for us all week, so we're sad that this is the last time we're going to see him.
We'll miss
you.
Yeah, no, it's something very exciting for me because I've only flown over the Grand Canyon. I've never been actually to the Grand Canyon. So a friend of mine and I, we're going down and we're going to hike down it.
Hike the Grand Canyon.
Yeah, we're going to go. It's 4 hours apparently.
I didn't know you were a hiker.
You know, I've played soccer my whole life. I'm pretty athletic, so I think I can.
Agreed.
You know, I think I can handle it.
Nice call in front of Bert. Good job.
Never had a knee injury. Huh?
Could have lied about the sport.
I had
okay.
an ankle injury, not my knees. Not
so
yet.
So you're going down 4 hours. Yeah. Then you hang out down there overnight, or do you immediately turn around and come back up?
Well, I think we're gonna have to turn around. We'll probably wait an hour, take some pictures, something like that, and then come back up.
An eight-hour hike.
You know how hard that's gonna be to come back up.
Yeah, it's gonna be really hard. And so then I thought that. Oh, wait a minute. They have mules. And then Jeff smashed my dreams.
Okay, well,
we need to paint
a kind of a picture of what Frankie looks like here.
Frankie and I are similarly built.
Okay.
I don't play soccer, though, really. Do anything that involves a lot of quick side-to-side movement. Or even really forward-to-backward movement, now that I think about it. I mean, I think probably the fastest thing I do every day is shower. You know? So Frankie may be a little more physically fit than me, but I would say size-wise, we might be similar, right? You know, so...
Frankie's offended. Frankie's so offended.
Frankie's like, what?
I'm not offended. Go on.
Liar.
But I think, you know, if we were in elementary school, they would call us the Husky Kids, right?
Probably.
You
know? Yeah.
Okay.
We'd be at the Husky table.
We'd have more pants than Bert that would involve elastic.
We got an extra dollar for lunch money.
Yes, yeah. Exactly. Thank you. Very much. We were the kids who traded the apples for the Oreos. Yeah. Double stuff. Dude, Mom gave me 3 apples. Just give me one double stuff. You know what? You eat the double stuff and breathe on me.
So Frankie has this vision of going to the Grand Canyon and taking a mule down.
Yeah.
You know?
Well,
yeah. At least halfway.
That was my plan B. Just in case, you know, we go. If we go down, maybe, you know, backup's a little harder.
Have you done a lot of research on this?
No, but.
Okay. But Jeff filled him in on something.
Yeah. Well, because I've been there. And I remember we saw one of these mule tours and where you do the Grand Canyon thing. And I don't know why we were going to be in Arizona, but Jessica says, let's take a detour to the Grand Canyon and we'll do one of these tours, you know. And you stay in a cabin or something. And then while you're in the cabin, you. Wake up early in the morning, hop on the mule, take a little tour, have lunch. I'm like, that's cool. So she sends me the website to see if I'd be interested in it. And luckily, I read the fine print. And I mean, it's a mule. Like, it carries stuff, right?
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Well, it's got a weight limit.
Yeah, everybody has a payload.
Yep.
And this is where my dreams got smashed.
Yeah, because there's something that's pretty humbling about going to your wife and letting her know that you can't do the mule tour you wanted to do.
How do you? What do you say? We're not eligible. What did you say?
She would have been fine, but you know, it's
your family.
I think you just have to explain in a situation like that that for the health and wellness of the mule. Because they have to carry other people. So I can't remember what it was, but it was like, it was like 200 pounds or something, or it's like 225. I don't remember what the amount was, but it was not close enough that I thought, you know what, I'll just stay away from the pasta for a couple weeks. I mean, it was far and away.
You exceeded.
Like that mule would have gone out, bang, like cartoon, like all four legs. And so I had to go to, I had to email Jessica back, and the first email was, I'm not into the mule tour. Thank you.
You didn't tell her why. You just said, I've been thinking about it.
I've got a weird,
it's
like,
not my thing, and it's not the mule's thing.
I'm allergic to mules.
Well, I think her original
mule dander.
Because then her follow-up question is, how do you know? And I'm like, well, you know, we had to get rid of a mule when I was born. So I got mule asthma. So she originally thought it was like a horse thing.
Oh, my God.
Because, you know, she rides horses, and I always get like real nervous because I'm afraid I'm going to be the guy that on YouTube that gets kicked right in the nards by the horse. So I think she thought it was like that type of situation. So then she wrote back and said, mules are totally different. They're like donkeys, are low and small, and they're not going to hurt you, and they're really cute. And I'm like, well, If you please read the information on page 2, you will see on account of the fact that I'm the one who goes to Thanksgiving dinner 3 times.
Frankie.
On account of that situation and on account of the fact that the jogging I had been interested in partaking in, of which was in like 1999, never happened. On account of that, the mule is not eligible to carry me.
Yeah.
Like, it's not, I'm not unable to get on the mule. The mule just doesn't qualify for me.
It's not a me thing. Yeah. It's a mule thing. Yeah. Which is way better than finding out, like, when you get there.
Putting the credit card down. And
or, yeah, like, you're down at the very bottom and you want to go back up and the dude has to tell you, sorry, bro, you can't. My mule is strong, but it's not that strong.
And you're, like, wearing jeans or something because you went down on a mule. Then you got to hike back up and jeans.
Hey, Jen, at the risk of insulting Frankie again by comparing our statures, but when he or I are at the bottom of the Grand Canyon, we're not worried about the pants we're wearing. We're worried about moving a 200-plus-pound payload to the top of the Grand Canyon using our own knees.
And you're doing it in one day, dude.
And then I got to catch a flight at 9 o'clock in the morning.
I think you're probably going to have an attitude change. When you get to the bottom, I think someone's going to say, let's just live off the land for a couple of days.
Wow. Where does this river take us? That's great.
What about one of those fancy helicopter tours? Maybe that suits you a little better.
My plans are going to change a couple of times before I get here. I have a 7-hour drive to think about this.
Yeah.
Right. Well, good luck, my friend.
I would, when you swing through the drive-thru, I would stay away from it. Because if you can save a couple pounds, they might have stronger mules. This is a few years ago.
Get it. The Bird Show.